Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. A juror from the Karen Reed retrial explaining why she voted to acquit. ABC's Matt Gutman spoke with that juror.
The toughest moment for her? Hearing the derogatory text messages about Reed sent by lead homicide investigator Michael Proctor just hours after he got the case.
It was incredibly hard to hear that language. It was upsetting.
ABC affiliate WCVB speaking to juror number 11, Paula Prado, who initially thought Reed was guilty of manslaughter, but changed her mind as the trial went on.
A new focus now on the engines on the Air India plane that crashed in India, killing 270 people. ABC's Rhiannon Alley.
The airline's chairman says one of the engines on that plane was brand new, installed in March. The other wasn't due for service until December. Investigators are now looking for similarities between this crash and an incident 5 years ago in London when a plane's engines malfunctioned after leaving the ground. The cause of
this is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. With the heat coming in this weekend, it's sure going to feel like summer. Because it is. Here's Civic Media meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's officially the first day of summer and the longest day of the entire year. The solstice means that the Earth's tilt is closest to the sun, so we get to enjoy 15 hours and 22 minutes of sunlight. Sunset won't happen tonight until around 8:40. And of course, the day summer starts varies from year to year because it's based on an astronomical event and how long it takes the Earth to orbit the sun. Speaking of the sun, did you know that the core, scientists say, is 27 million degrees Fahrenheit? I'm just trying to make you feel a little bit better about the 100-degree heat index headed our way this weekend. It's going to be steamy. With scorching sun, don't forget to hydrate and wear sun protection.
A new report by the Wisconsin Policy Forum has found that Wisconsin gets less funding per resident from the federal government than almost any other state. The report, based on 2022 federal tax data, found that Wisconsin ranked 41st in the country for the amount of federal funding received per resident. In total, the state received an average of a little less than $15,000 of federal funding per resident. While Wisconsin ranks towards the bottom of that list, experts are still warning that further federal budget cuts could have significant impacts on our state. One juvenile died, and another juvenile and an adult male were injured in an accident in the Shawnee County town of Seneca Thursday evening. The accident happened on County Highway D. Officials believe speed was to blame. All involved in the accident were from the Seymour area. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
The Brewers head to Minnesota. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers open a three-game series tonight against the Minnesota Twins. The crew held on to beat the Cubs 8-7, thanks to closer Trevor McGill, who had several pitches over the plate called balls instead of strikes. Was the home plate umpire erratic? We asked Pat Murphy.
Erratic. Is there a strategy?
Was he? You said it. I did not say that.
Correct. I said it.
It's a waste of time, in my opinion, for managers to address umpires on balls and strikes. It's a waste of time.
Basketball, the Pacers came roaring back with a 108-91 victory over the Thunder in the NBA Finals. Oshkosh, Wisconsin's Tyrese Halliburton on the decision to play despite a strained calf muscle injury.
I just wanted to be out there and fight and just had to have an honest conversation with coach that, you know, if I didn't look like myself and, you know, was hurting the team, like, sit me down.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Halliburton. Game 7, Sunday night in Oklahoma City. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies today, high temperatures will soar to the upper 70s. Nice and comfortable before the heat advisory goes into effect over the weekend. But before that, showers and thunderstorms are possible late tonight and overnight, and some could be strong. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The Veteran Salute on Minow and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, OlsonLegalGroup.com.
Mino and the Mayor.
Show the picture he showed me today in the striped little short shorts.
No, it was the
they
belly.
They would be banned
I
now.
Know. No, John.
Too much skin.
Hubba, hubba, hubba.
Man, dig that crazy shit.
Oh, man, short shorts.
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings, 6 till 9.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Maggie Dawn.
At 5 o'clock, I'll be joined by Civic Media's political editor and creator of the Recombobulation Area, Dan Schaefer, to discuss the state of the state's budget. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. This is just wild stuff. This New York court ruling, the highest court in New York. Now it's kind of weird because their highest court is not called the Supreme Court. That's one of the lower courts. So don't try to make sense out of it. But anyhow, their highest court just ruled day before yesterday, actually, against the city's retirees. Eric Adams, the Trump-loving mayor of New York City, he started loving Trump when Trump pardoned him or stopped prosecuting him or whatever for his corruption. Adams is on his way out. But he had basically changed. This was to cut $600 million out of the city's budget. And what happened was the Medicare Advantage companies came in, or at least one of them, and said, let us insure New York's retirees who are guaranteed health care for the rest of their lives, right? Let us provide that health care through Medicare Advantage. And, of course, the government will reimburse us in excess of our expenses and we'll make a big profit on it. So we'll give it to you cheap, cheap, cheap. And whereas with real Medicare, you have to have, the city would have to have a, would have to be paying for a Medigap policy to go along with it. Now, number one, this tells us that we need to reform Medicare, right? We should do away with that 20% hole. It's just, you know, pretty simple stuff. And reduce the monthly expense for it or heavily, you know, make it heavily progressive. But number two, it also shows that, you know, Mayor Adams, I don't have any evidence to support this, but I'm guessing that there was some spiffing of the mayor with regard to this, given who he is and I know how he conducts himself. But I don't know. I can't make that assertion. I can only say it would be interesting to find out. But there are 250,000 retirees in New York City, and they are now all the court said, that's it. You know, the mayor has the power to do this. Tough luck, retirees. The New York City Finance Committee Chair, Justin Brannon, who is also a candidate for the city's controller, he said the city of New York should never, ever be screwing over retirees, and neither should the courts. Nobody will ever want to work for New York City again. Zero trust. Medicare Advantage is a bait-and-switch scam and a betrayal. Enough. City Hall doesn't care about retirees. And I suspect that's probably a, excuse me, a widespread sentiment. Meanwhile, as Donald Trump is telling Josh Hawley this week that he doesn't think that there are any cuts for Medicaid in the legislation that he has called his one big beautiful betrayal or bill, the Senate Finance Committee, this from Paige Cunningham over on Yahoo News, oh, it's from the Washington Post, excuse me. The Senate Finance Committee's revisions to a bill released Monday could prompt even steeper coverage losses, sharply reining in a Medicaid financing maneuver that hospital groups say would slash payments to their facilities. Chip Kahn, who is the CEO of the American Federation of Hospitals, or actually the Federation of American Hospitals, just issued a statement. He said the Senate just made the bad bill worse. Rural communities will be the hardest hit, with struggling hospitals compelled to face difficult decisions about what services to cut. He notes that rural areas disproportionately rely on Medicaid, and their hospitals are often the first backstop for patients without health coverage. And he notes hospital networks say they might reduce pediatric, maternity, or behavioral health services, end telehealth programs, close rural facilities, and enact layoffs if these Medicaid cuts become law. In fact, in a recent survey by the American Medical Group Association, those arguments or assertions were all confirmed. The hospitals stand to lose $321 billion over the next 10 years under this House version, and an additional $63 billion under the Senate version, on top of the House version. Hospitals, by the way, collected $262 billion last year for Medicare, or Medicaid. That was in 2022. The Senate is trying to pass this bill by July 4th. That's the date that Donald Trump put on it. Now, keep in mind, we are already operating outside, you know, without a budget, basically. We're already, you know, we're already in that, you know, any day now the government is going to have to stop functioning because there's no money left. We're well into the beginning stages of that. I mean, that's just probably a matter of a month or two down the road. And 42% of Americans oppose changing tax, spending, or Medicaid policies. And, of course, this bill changes all of them. So Mehmet Oz, you know, the reality TV star, who's now the administrator of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, had a lunch meeting on Tuesday with some Republican senators, excuse me, and Shelley Moore Capito of West Virginia came out and said, oh, he just reassured us that there's not going to be any cuts. Don't worry, everything's going to be fine. It's incredible how gullible these people are. And finally, our geeky science for the day. This is pretty amazing. Children now born, or born now, rather, kids who are being born as we speak, may live in a world where the U.S. can only produce half as much of its key food crops. This is a new analysis that was, they looked at, this is done by the Stanford Dorr School of Sustainability, Stanford University. It was 8 years in the making. This is a study that ran for 8 years. They looked at more than 12,000 regions around the world across 54 countries at maize or corn, soybeans, rice, wheat, cassava, and sorghum. Those six crops constitute two-thirds of all the calories human beings consume. And the findings are stark, according to Laura Pattinson on CNN. She writes, every 1 degree Celsius the world warms above pre-industrial levels will drag down, and we're already, by the way, 1.5 degrees, will drag down global food production by an average of 120 calories per person per day. This study, by the way, was published day before yesterday in Nature magazine. It's solid. It's peer-reviewed. She noted, if the climate warms by 3 degrees, that's basically like everyone on the planet giving up breakfast. They add, if humans keep burning large amounts of fossil fuels, maize or corn production could fall by 40% in the grain belt of the U.S., as well as in China, Asia, Africa, and the Middle East. Wheat production could fall by 40% in the U.S. and those regions. Soybean yields by 50% in the U.S. One of the striking findings of the study, she notes, is that some of the wealthiest countries are likely to be the hardest hit. And the reason why is we have not developed resilient agriculture systems that that actually exist in poorer countries. And here's the bottom line. Global warming will be particularly devastating for the United States, where it's projected to reduce yields by 40 to 50% for all of these staple crops except rice. Rice, of course, loves warm weather. So, you know, it's kind of the exception to the rule. But this is what we're looking at. Global warming, that because we've allowed fossil fuel companies to lie to us for 60 years and because multiple Republican administrations have promoted the lies of the fossil fuel industry. And the Trump administration continues to embrace the lies of the fossil fuel industry. We may be looking at it just 20, 30, 40 years down the road, starvation here in the United States.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Will we call it the Trump famine or the ExxonMobil famine? I don't know. It's 15 minutes past the hour. I'll pick up the calls on the other side of the break. If anything goes weekend.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Remembering Vietnam, brought to you by The Dispensary.
We started getting shot at, so we're running and shooting and diving into the ditches and getting up and running some more. We get to the bodies and it dawns on me, how in the hell are we supposed to carry them back? The captain says, give me your rifles. So we picked them up and started carrying them back. We were scared out of our minds. They were still shooting at us. How they missed, I do not know. They must have thought we were nuts. We got about a quarter mile back and somebody had decided, to hell with it. Let's go back there and get the truck and pick them up. That was a bad day. I was so scared going back there and trying to carry them, I couldn't even think about what was going on. Mike Brzezinski, United States Army, Vietnam.
Hear this full story at WGBW.FM. Click on Remembering Vietnam. Brought to you by The Dispensary. Online at thed8dispensary.com.
Mino and the Mayor's Eye on the Community is brought to you by Insight Eye Care. Insight offers comprehensive eye care and the area's most advanced dry eye treatments by utilizing intense pulse light and radio frequency therapy. Improving lives by improving sight. WIinsight.com.
Hey, Appleton, it's time to come alive with music. It's Amanda with another new WISCO 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And this Saturday is Make Music Day. It's part of a worldwide celebration that takes place in over 1,000 cities in more than 120 countries. And Appleton is opening up College Avenue to have musicians and events, and everyone is invited. You can come listen to the music, or if you're a musician yourself, you can participate. Head to WGBW.FM and click events to find out how.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
If you think you know the story behind Summerfest, you may be surprised to learn this. Summerfest didn't start on Milwaukee's lakeshore. Opening to the booms from an air show, the nine-day event in July of 1968 also included car races, soccer matches, and of course, music of all sorts. It was held at more than 35 different locations across the city. Research shows the first several years didn't make money, but rather than give up, organizers moved everything to what had been a 15-acre Cold War missile site and airport along Lake Michigan. This big decision to find a permanent site in the 1970s grew to what's known as the Big Gig, and now runs the next three weekends, noon to midnight. More history and information right here next week, and event details at summerfest.com. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Being blind doesn't look how others may think.
Retinitis pigmentosa aimed to overwhelm my family.
It tried to cut me down.
I know where to find support.
Learn more at fightingblindness.org. A public service message from the Foundation Fighting Blindness.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Hey, it's the first day of summer, you know, campfires, late night conversations, people swapping stories. But lately, one group is trying to control the whole story, claiming the U.S. was founded as a Christian nation and pushing their religion into classrooms, courtrooms, and frankly, even your doctor's office. In Arizona, voters just protected abortion rights in the state constitution, but politicians are trying to undermine it anyway. Texas is pushing bills to force the Ten Commandments into every public classroom. Seriously. And in Congress, a bill just passed to strip Medicaid coverage for gender-affirming care for all ages. This is not about personal beliefs. It's about power. And it's all happening under the banner of Christian nationalism. That's where the Freedom From Religion Foundation comes in. They've been defending church-state separation since 1978 in the courts and schools and wherever religion tries to take the wheel. If you believe government should serve everyone, not just the religious right, join them. Go to ffrf.us/freedom or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's, to 511-511.
This is how empires rot from the inside, from the top. Reagan's ghost still haunts the air, whispering tax cuts like a prayer. 40 years of trickle-down pain, billionaires fed workers chained.
Fake voices repeating, stolen election. Guns keep you safe, tax cuts create jobs.
They sell you fear. With every flash, use immigrants for scapegoat cash. The truth's a corpse they've buried deep, while the faithful chant in blissful sleep. Welcome to America's Ministry of Propaganda, where the louder you lie, the more they'll stand you. Repeat it till the crowd forgets the truth was ever.
21 minutes past the hour, picking up your calls here. Joe in Puerto Rico. Hey, Joe, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Thanks so much for taking the call. I love your program.
Thank you.
Hey, the dilemma that I think the Democrats face, and wholeheartedly, hopefully you'll agree with this, and that is, you know, we complain and bitch and moan about all these things that Republicans are doing, rightly so, right? But we have to be a solutions-based party, and we've got to come forward and realize maybe our flaws as well. And I think the flaw is this, and that is, you know, we've been fighting about building the wall and bitching and moaning about that, complaining about that so much. And what has transpired is now we're the bad guys because we won't build the wall. Now, I'm not at all against immigration, one iota. I believe immigration is absolute paramount.
Biden actually built some of the wall and repaired a lot of the rest of it.
Exactly. And I believe that we should promote and say we need to finish building the wall. But at the same time and in the same breath, we have to create and bring forward the immigration bill that was pushed away by Trump so he could get elected. Mm-hmm. Bring things forward.
You're talking about Jim Lankford's bill?
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That was a very strong immigration bill that had bipartisan support. You're absolutely right.
Correct. And so instead of complaining and wringing our hands constantly, right, they've got to get off their butts and they've got to bring forward these ideas because people just they close down. They're not listening.
Yeah.
And people are just throwing their hands up. And it's really frightening, as we all know. You know, we're poised to go down the drain here pretty quickly, and we're not fighting. And we should be fighting in that regard as well as fighting on other levels. As we know, Trump throws shiny balls everywhere, every day, and no one has the concept or the ability to focus on the reality of what's actually happening.
Yeah, I totally get it. The thing that really outrages me is that what they're doing is they're saying to people who are in this country legally but are not yet citizens, people who have asylum claims or people who have, you know, other other reasons. For example, yesterday or the day before, there was an Afghan refugee, a guy who had been a translator for U.S. troops in Afghanistan.
I read
Put his life at risk for our troops. Our promise to him was, we will let you into the United States if you will serve us. He served us. We brought him into the United States. He shows up at court for his monthly check-in on the path toward becoming an American citizen. And ICE shows up and arrests him and hauls him off, and he's in a prison right now. And they're going to deport him back to Afghanistan, where he will be murdered. And this is just obscene. I mean, you know, they're just doing this to meet the damn quotas so that Stephen Miller could feel good that he threw enough brown and black people out of the country.
Correct. And they're breaking the law left and right. And we're allowing it. We're not having mass demonstrations. I mean, I'm all for the demonstrations. I was part of it. I'm back in Colorado right now. Mm-hmm. And, impressive that we have so many people in all different regions of the country, but we have got to stand up and be willing to drop our work and go and demonstrate to the point of somebody's got to listen, you know?
I agree. So, Joe, should I change your location from Puerto Rico to Colorado, or are you typically in Puerto Rico?
I'm back and forth. I'm blessed in that regard. Okay. So thank you so much, Tom.
All right. Good talking to you, Joe.
You do.
Yep. Thank you. Alan in DeKalb, Illinois. Hey, Alan, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom. I was going to say, as alarmist as it might sound, I do have a few reasons to believe that Trump is considering dropping a nuclear bomb on Iran.
Right.
So first, if we think back, he was consistently looking for a reason to launch a nuke in his first term, whether it was against a hurricane, another country, whatever it was, but was always talked out of it. Yeah. We know everybody in his administration is pretty much crazy now. Another reason is that he believes that Iran issued assassination orders against him, which now makes this personal.
Right. Yeah. Netanyahu lied about that.
Yeah. And another one is that he demanded the unconditional surrender of a nation. And
without even specifying to whom they should surrender.
Exactly. But so he demands unconditional surrender, then repeatedly calls for the evacuation of a major metropolitan city. And what does that remind you of?
I don't know. Tell me.
Truman.
World War II. Yeah,
just before he dropped a nuclear bomb on Hiroshima.
And I think that's how the people in Tehran took it, by the way. He created some small amount of panic there. Alan, thank you. I agree with you. Thank you very much. 27 minutes past the hour.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
If anything goes weekend, picking up your calls, I'll be right back with you.
Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
If you're over 50 and experiencing joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails, there's a critical reason why. And ignoring it could accelerate your aging from the inside out. A respected Texas doctor of physical therapy is sounding the alarm on a rapid decline in collagen, a structural protein essential for strong bones, flexible joints, and youthful skin. By age 50, your collagen levels may have dropped by over 50%, leaving your body vulnerable to pain, weakness, and visible signs of aging. That's why millions have turned to Native Path Collagen to restore what time takes away. This is a clinically supported, bioavailable collagen peptide It's helping men and women significantly strengthen bones and reduce joint pain, visibly reduce wrinkles and sagging skin, boost hair fullness and reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance, and feel real results in as little as 14 days. Right now, as a Tom Hartman listener, you can claim up to 45% off for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Hartman. Go to getnativepath.com/Hartman. Supplies are limited.
About 30 students from 7 rural Wisconsin towns are returning home this week from the UW-Madison College of Agricultural and Life Sciences. They were a part of the Rural Scholars Program. I'm Stephanie Hoff, along with you midday on a Friday. This is the Midwest Farm Report. These 30 high schoolers spent the last 4 days getting acquainted with the agriculture campus and college life. Before the program, most of these students didn't think a four-year university was in the cards for them. Now they'll be applying to UW-Madison. Rural Scholars Director Tanya Cutsforth tells us more about how CALS is reaching out to rural communities with the message that college is possible for you.
This program is part of the Rural Partnerships Institute, which is a USDA-funded program that is designed to help improve livability in rural communities. So the focus of Wisconsin Rural Scholars is to provide students from rural communities access to pre-college planning and being able to see what it's like to be a college student and really connect with the folks who are doing research and outreach on this campus, as well as undergraduate students who are, you know, they're kind of near future peers, to learn about what college is like so they can see the possibilities that exist for them, not only on this campus, but at college kind of writ large.
Tanya Cutsforth is the director of the Rural Scholars Program. Stick around for a look at midday commodity prices next.
Food insecurity is a growing problem in America. Over 47 million people. More people face hunger today than during the COVID pandemic. One of every 5 children in America is food insecure. And hunger isn't just an urban issue. Almost 90% of the most food insecure counties are rural. The National Association of Farm Broadcasting invites you to lend a hand and help end hunger. Go to NAFBHunger.com.
Hey, gut yield? The Wisconsin Soybean Association is excited to announce the 2025 Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. Highlighting the innovative production practices of Wisconsin soybean growers, the Yield Contest celebrates soybean growers across the state and their dedication to improving their operations. 2 winners will be selected from 4 geographical divisions, with additional awards available. Entry forms must be postmarked by August 31st, so don't wait. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
Friday from Chicago, cash corn is down 2.5 cents. December new crop corn is down a quarter of a penny at 4.43¾. Cash soybeans are trading 1.5 cents lower. November new crop beans are down 0.75 cents at 10.67¼. July new crop wheat is trading 3¾ cents higher at 5.78 a bushel. Fluid milk contracts are trading lower. The July Class 3 contract is down 6 cents at 17.62 a hundredweight. The August Class 3 milk contract is 8 cents lower at 18.12 a hundredweight. Don't forget that you can follow along with us around the clock for your farm news at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Happy first day of summer. With mixed skies today, high temperatures will soar to the upper 70s. Nice and comfortable before the heat advisory goes into effect over the weekend. But before that, showers and thunderstorms are possible late tonight and overnight, and some could be strong. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 71 degrees.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. Our podcast, The Hartman Report, is absolutely free and available wherever fine podcasts are available. And the entire 3-hour podcast is available over at TomHartman.com. You know how when you discover something that really works well, you want to tell people about it? That's how I feel about Mando. Mando created a high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. Safe for your pits, packages, and feet, Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, capable of blocking odors before they even start. The deodorants you're probably used to just mask odors or neutralize them after they form, but Mando is powered by mandelic acid. It's clinically proven to work all day long. Developed by doctors, it's hypoallergenic and skin-safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. Get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's shopmando, S-H-O-P-Mando, M-A-N-D-O.com. And use the code TOM, T-H-O-M, when you check out to get 20% off site-wide for first-time customers. That's shopmando.com. Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. Vanola in Washington, D.C. Hey, Vanola, what's on your mind today?
Hello, Tom. Happy Friday.
Thank you
for taking my call. I used to study journalism, and it just bothers me how the media reports on Trump. For instance, you know, what he's doing is not deporting. What he's doing is kidnapping and disappearing.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the media ought to say that.
I agree.
But I'm concerned about California, actually, and I'm just wondering what he's doing. I don't know U.S. history well enough to know if there's precedent for this. But could it be that he actually is invading California to overthrow the Californian government?
Yes.
I mean, it is like the fourth largest economy in the world.
Yep. Yep. Hey, so, I think he would love to own or control California. I believe that what he's trying to do is provoke violent confrontation so he can use those as a pretext to declare an insurrection. And mm-hmm. once he's declared an insurrection, he can make himself dictator for life. I mean, the Insurrection Act is really, really broad, and it neutralizes many of the constitutional protections against abuse of power by an executive, by the president. And
so there wouldn't be any more state rights, and in effect, he can take over.
Or individual and individual civil rights, even. Yeah.
Yeah.
I share your concern, Vanola, and in my mind, that's how he wants it to play out. I also think that he's going to be messing with our elections in, a year from November, although that's a ways down the road, but it's very, very concerning.
Right. I think so, too. Well, thank you. I just wanted to know if I was, going off the deep end.
No.
Or,
well, if you are, I'm going there. Right, I'm going with you. That's spot on. Vanola, thank you. It's great to hear from you. Appreciate the call. Steve in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hey, Steve, thanks for listening to WAUK. What's up?
Yeah, hey, I'd just like to quickly educate you and your listeners regarding masks and ICE wearing them and all law enforcement. You know, I got 20 years of it behind me, and almost every operation we did, we masked up. And that's for our safety, our fellow officers' safety, our acquaintances, our families. We didn't want to have to go to the next state to go to the grocery store. Now you have this fool in Nashville.
I've never seen a cop wear a mask.
No, listen, you've never been on raids, then, have you? So
no.
I'm not making this up, sir. We masked up all the time. And it's not because we're doing something wrong. It's because for our safety afterwards. I don't need someone coming into the grocery store or wherever I'm going when I'm off duty, recognizing me and then going after my family, going after my kids. Then again, you have this fool mayor in Nashville exposing these agents. That's crazy.
Steve, if you're doing nothing wrong, why are you afraid?
Are you not listening to me?
I am listening to you. I don't understand why, if you are a law enforcement officer and you're actually enforcing the law and you're doing it in a lawful fashion, you would be afraid of people knowing who you are. I would think you would be proud of yourself.
Let me explain to you, if you would listen. Okay, it's a very dangerous job. There's people who hate law enforcement. There's people who would love to dox us and go after us and kill us.
Hey, there's people who hate liberals. They are out there killing liberals right now. They're killing Democratic politicians. You don't see Democratic politicians running around wearing masks. People wear masks in totalitarian regimes. Steve, talking over me is not going to make your point. I'm happy to give you all the time you want to talk, but you can at least let me. Oh, Jesus. Tom in Columbus, Ohio. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Guten Freitag, my friend.
Yeah, back at you. Hey, V. Gates.
Yeah, I want to talk about something that's flown under the radar, and it really bothers me. By the end of May, pulling us out of USAID has killed 300,000 people in Africa.
At least.
200,000 of them are children. They let food rot rather than to send it to them.
Yeah.
They also refuse to send anti-diarrhea medicine, which kills, you know, people in poor countries.
Yep.
300,000. That's almost
And in my mind, Tom, there's two reasons for this. Number one, USAID was the main force that overthrew apartheid in South Africa. And, of course, that's Elon Musk's, thing, is that his white people were treated badly. So he's wanted to take down USAID ever since he fled South Africa when apartheid fell, number one. And number two, Putin hates USAID because it turns countries toward America and away from Russia and China. And Putin is talking to Trump every two or three days, and there's no doubt in my mind that Putin told Trump, you know, why are you wasting all that money on those black people in those poor countries?
Exactly. It is. Musk is from Afrikaner.
Yeah.
Racist apartheid thing. He sees black people as the enemy.
Yep, in my opinion.
You know, African or black. I mean, Tom, over a quarter million. These are Stalin, Hitler, Pol Pot sort of numbers.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awful. It's flown under the radar, and they let that food rot.
Yeah. Yeah, I get it.
Oh, my God.
I get it. Tom, thanks. Good rant. Charlene in Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Charlene, what's up?
Hello, how are you?
I am fine.
I want to talk about DEI that Trump is using as a smokescreen.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying he's not racist in itself, but he's using it as a ploy to defraud white America in general. He says that he got rid of air traffic controllers because of DEI. There's not that many black or minority or women in air traffic control.
But the few who were there, apparently he got rid of.
The few who were there. And by he got rid of many of them, and most of them were Caucasian males.
Mm.
He said that when getting rid of federal workers, and most of them, some of them were even Trump supporters that voted for him.
Yeah. The thing is that there's a larger proportion of black people in the federal workforce than in any other workforce in America outside of, you know, like civil rights groups and things like that. And
oh, really?
And the reason why is because ever since the 60s, the federal government has been aggressively pursuing colorblind hiring policies. So, you know, there's a larger percentage of black people who work as federal bureaucrats, who work in the federal bureaucracy, than in any company in America, or and than in most states. And so, if you want to throw a million black people into unemployment, just get rid of 1.5 million federal jobs, or 2 million federal jobs.
Okay. All right. I didn't. But the air traffic controllers, I thought they were mostly Caucasian. No.
Yes. Yes, they are, because mostly they draw those from the ranks of pilots. Most of your pilots are white men.
Right. That's what I thought. But, yeah, you probably are right about the federal workers.
Yep.
Not going to say you're not right about that.
No, I know, but I'm right
about
that.
I just thought he was. Yeah, no, I don't mean it that way. I know you're right about that.
I get it.
Okay, but thank you for answering my question. And I do think he's doing things a lot more for show, because Obama got rid of, 69,000 immigrants quietly, while Trump has got rid of almost the same, but being very vocal and loud about it. And I think he does things just to keep his base
I think that's part of it, Charlene. A larger part of it that we can't overlook, which is not to excuse Trump or anything like that, is that the deportation numbers for Obama include people who were stopped at the border and turned back. And that was probably more than half of the total number of people that Obama deported. I've never seen a good, clean analysis of it, but the ones that I have seen kind of suggest that it was at least half, maybe more. And people just aren't showing up at the border anymore since Trump came in. I mean, he's, you know, whenever you have a Democrat in the White House, you've got this huge message machine of all the Republicans in Congress and all the right-wing media yelling and screaming that the Democrat has opened the border wide open, even though, you know, Obama never did that and Biden never did that. But what it does is it causes lots, millions, literally millions of people from south of our border to think the border's open. And so they come up and, you know, try to get through. And so they get caught and they get deported. And so you've got these high deportation numbers, particularly for Obama, because the Republicans were basically inviting people here. And then when you get a Republican president, like Donald Trump, in both terms, frankly, you see the number of people showing up at the border drop because, you no longer have Republicans yelling and screaming that the border is wide open, even though nothing has changed. And so, that's why Obama's numbers are so much higher, frankly.
Oh, very crafty. Thank you. I love your show. I appreciate you.
Thank you, Charlene. I appreciate your kind words.
And
thank you for the call. You too. It's 45 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with more of your calls in just a moment. Stay with us.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Defending America from the weapons of mass deception. I'll be back with your calls in just a minute. How many different beauty potions do you have sitting on your bathroom counter right now, eh? Well, if it's more than just Vibrance Super C Serum, listen up. The ingredients in this one bottle can replace your day creams, eye creams, night creams, neck creams, wrinkle creams, and dark spot reducers. Louise loves this stuff. She says it really works and really noticeably improved her skin. Super C Serum is made with the highest quality ingredients, including vitamin C, hyaluronic acid, vitamin B5, and vitamin E, and with noticeable results. Simplify your skincare routine, get a healthier complexion, and minimize wrinkles and age spots with Vibrance. And if you don't find it better than your current skincare routine, you'll get a full refund. Just go to Vibrance.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, to save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance, V-I-B-R-I-A-N-C-E.com. Save up to 37% off and get free shipping. That's Vibrance.com/Tom.
The Veteran Salute on Mino and the Mayor is brought to you by Nate Olson at Olson Legal Group, a veteran-owned business in Oshkosh and Berlin, specializing in estate planning, real estate, and all business matters. Visit them online, olsonlegalgroup.com.
Escape to paradise this summer at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. Spacious accommodations, perfect for families or romantic getaways. Voted top 10 best water parks in the U.S., championship golf, the longest zip line in the area, and the number one steakhouse in Wisconsin. Book a Chula Vista Resort all-inclusive package now at 1-800-388-4782 or visit ChulaVistaResort.com. Your summer paradise awaits.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Matt Nair on air.
From articles that I have seen, if you are a bagel purist, you should not toast your bagel. I think nothing's better than a toasted bagel and a schmear.
Folks, can we have a moment of honesty? Do you really like bagels, or do you like the schmear that is transported by them? Get rid of the stigma. If I walk into this room eating cream cheese out of a tub with a spoon.
Why is that wrong?
Matt Nair on air. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Todd Michaels joins us now.
I have to give a shout out to Oshkosh. It's a very underrated city.
There was also a restaurant there I really liked. I don't think it's there anymore.
Yeah, the Tally's was great. I may have gone to like a prom dinner there or something like that back in my day too, Pete.
A little calzone before you tear it up in the dance floor.
Man, there's nothing better than wearing a tuxedo and a little calzone in your cummerbund.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Mommy, how come I can't sit in the front seat?
Because I love you and you're just not ready yet.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at NHTSA.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Your local Civic Media radio station is your source for real news and great conversation, plus fun and exciting contests. For a complete list of contest rules, log on wgbw.fm/contest-terms.
Our daily song is now available on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon Music, YouTube Music, Pandora, Tidal, Deezer, iHeartRadio, and a whole bunch of other platforms. Just look for songs by Louise and Tom Hartman. Check it out. Hey, this stuff really works. You need to check it out. I'm talking about Mando. Mando created high-performance deodorant for whole-body odor control. It's safe for your pits, packages, and feet, and Mando's science-based formula is pH-optimized, so it blocks odors even before they start. The deodorants you're used to, they just mask odors or neutralize them after they form. But Mando is powered by mandelic acid, clinically proven to work all day long. It's been developed by doctors. It's hypoallergenic, skin safe for your sensitive parts. You can use it all over and leave your odor worries behind. Give Mando a go and see why guys are loving it. If it's not for you, they'll gladly refund you within 60 days. Smell better longer with Mando. And get 20% off site-wide on your first Mando purchase with the code TOM, T-H-O-M. At shopmando.com. Plus, shipping is always free. That's 20% off site-wide for first-time customers with the code TOM, T-H-O-M, at shopmando.com, M-A-N-D-O, shop, S-H-O-P, shopmando.com. And when you check out, use that code TOM, T-H-O-M, to get 20% off site-wide. Welcome back. 9 minutes before the hour, picking up your calls here. Ron in Hamilton Field, California. Hey, Ron, what's up?
Well, I've been looking at FDA just put out a public comment period up to July 18th. The issue that they're saying is they want to have a reassessment on an assessment on the chemicals and food products. Mm-hmm. And looking at it, I saw one little mention of of accumulation of the chemicals. But I saw nothing on mother to child. A few decades back, I was involved with students, and we were looking at HIV prevention and testing and the issues of the mother to child transmission of the effects of HIV and HIV in the child.
Mm-hmm.
Now, USAID, that was cut off, and we don't know how many children may be dying now from HIV. But the issue of chemicals in food and the bioaccumulation in the mothers and the transgenerational effect in offspring also would include the effects of what you find in mother's breast milk. They've proven dioxins and other fatty tissues, glyphosate, and it's in mother's milk. Now, with the report that came out from MAHA, Make America Healthy Again, it states that 40% of the children from the birth to the age of 17 have a chronic disease of some sort or another.
Right.
Now, where the transmission from mother to child and all the environmental things in the food, in the prospect of mother's milk, and in that child? Where is it that we have real regulations that cut it out? When you have low levels of toxins, known toxins, with the intent and put them into product, and you don't account for the continued use of that product, you're not accounting for the buildup and bioaccumulation and potential transfer to the next generation. We have actually put in place a domino effect on generations to come from the food products that basically the chemicals in those food products that the fossil fuel industry, the chemical industry, and the world of byproducts of them are actually poisoning not us alone, but the future generations that we have because of the dollar value of the income to those people from the fossil fuel industry all the way to your table.
I agree with you, Ron. I would add something to that. In fact, 2 points. The first is that we don't have the precautionary principle here in the United States like they do in Europe. So we've got 80,000 untested chemicals right now in our environment and in our food supply, whereas in Europe, before you can introduce a new chemical into the environment or into the food supply that, you know, might affect humans, you have to first prove it's safe. That's not the case here in the United States. We wait until things are proven to be deadly and then we pull them. So we've got BPA and PFAS and all these other chemicals that just are not even in use in Europe, number one. Number two, another big problem, and I did a fair amount of research on this about 15, 20 years ago when I wrote the book Threshold. There's a whole chapter in there about this, is the hygiene hypothesis. Most of that, you know, 40% of kids have a chronic disease. The vast majority of those chronic diseases are asthma. And asthma and other autoimmune diseases like plaque psoriasis, psoriatic arthritis, these are autoimmune diseases. These are where the body's immune system attacks the body. And there's a huge body of evidence. And by the way, these have exploded since the 1950s. Well, what happened since the 1950s? Our hygiene got a lot better. We got a lot better at not, in other words, we don't have intestinal parasites any longer. We coexisted, we co-evolved with intestinal parasites, pinworms, hookworms, roundworms, things like that. And in fact, I remember when I was a little kid in elementary school, we had a pinworm infestation that went around our class and everybody had itchy butt, you know, from pinworms, and we all had to take a drug to knock them out. But these were extremely common. I mean, talk to old people, you will find everybody had parasites when they were little. That just doesn't happen anymore. And it turns out that these parasites have on the outside of the skin of the parasite itself, they produce chemicals that downregulate our immune systems so we don't reject them. So our immune systems normally run hotter than they should, and they're downregulated by the parasites that we literally co-evolved with. All indigenous people have these parasites. Same is true of pets, and that's why you're seeing these same kinds of, you know, arthritic and allergy conditions popping up in pets, because they don't have parasites anymore. And, you know, and so that's why you've got all these drugs that are being advertised on TV that are immune suppressants. They're simply imitating parasites. So part of the problem is that we've just gotten too clean. You know, the solution is kind of grody, you know, let people have worms. but there you go. There's actually, like I said, there's some just amazing research on this, and some pretty good websites on it. Ron, I got to run, but thanks for the call. Sorry if I ruined your breakfast there. We'll be back with more of Anything Goes Weekend right after the break.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Are you over 50 and constantly feeling tired, bloated, or just a little off? Don't ignore it. Those could be signs that your liver is crying for help. As we age, our liver, which is essential for metabolism, digestion, immunity, and detoxification, needs extra support and protection. If neglected, it can leave you feeling sluggish and constantly off your game. That's where Active Liver from New Nordic comes in. Available in easy-to-take tablets or delicious gummies, Active Liver combines powerful natural ingredients
ingredients like turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract to help support healthy liver function. With Active Liver, you're giving your body an essential daily defense against toxins from alcohol, fatty foods, and sweets, helping you reclaim your energy, improve digestion, lose the bloat, and strengthen your immunity so you can look and feel your best again. Protect your liver and give it the support that it deserves by making Active Liver from New Nordic part of your daily wellness routine. Find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS, Meijer Grocery, or online at Amazon.
For 75 years, the Muscular Dystrophy Association's voices have thundered through the halls of Congress.
For 75 years, we've willed the impossible into existence.
For 75 years, the MDA community has pushed the science,
shifted the narrative,
and established the field of neuromuscular medicine.
And until that day, when this is all a thing of the past,
you couldn't stop us if you tried.
Join us and celebrate 75 years of breakthroughs at MDA75.org.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Mark Sommerhauser, the communications director for the Wisconsin Policy Forum, analyzing the impacts of the big brutal bill.
That number that you mentioned of nearly $15,000 per person, literally about a quarter of the state's economy.
Basically a quarter of the state's economy coming from the federal government. I'm not hearing from Republicans in the state in their biennial budget planning any sort of contingency plan for major disruption in federal funding coming into the state.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Stephanie Officer. Aflac has been hacked.
Aflac says it's not just them. It says this hack attack is affecting other insurance companies as well and was caused by a sophisticated cybercrime group. Aflac says it immediately initiated cyber incidents response protocols and stopped the intrusion, but they're unable to determine the total number of customers or what might have been accessed. The affected files contain claims information, health information, and social security numbers. Wayne Cabot, ABC News.
It's offering customers free credit monitoring and identity theft protection. Long Island New York High School is seeing several sets of double trouble among the nearly 500 students in its graduating class. 30 are twins. This is not unusual at Plainview Old Bethpage John F. Kennedy High School. School officials say the high school had back-to-back graduating classes with 10 sets of multiples in 2014 and 2015. Next year's incoming freshman class has 9 sets of twins. This is ABC News.